Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, this is Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's episode is a special edition of Emunah News entitled, The Trump Plan, Will It Work? This evening, the media here in Israel, right, left, center, religious, non-religious, Jewish and Arab, they're all focused on one thing. President Donald Trump's peace plan, what the Trump administration is calling the deal of the century. Well, the deal, it's a hard pill to swallow for both sides, Jews and Arabs, because even though it's a two-state solution that recognizes East Jerusalem as a so-called Palestinian capital and gives the Arabs control of the Temple Mount, which they already have already, it gives Israel the Jordan Valley and 20% of Judea and Samaria where the settlement blocks are. And everybody's asking, will it work? My answer is that negotiating with the Palestinians, or with anyone else for that matter, is useless, because we don't need a peace treaty with them. We need a peace treaty with Hashem. Until we make peace with Hashem, any agreement with anybody else is useless, and I'll explain to you why. We live in the land of Israel by virtue of the Torah. It's therefore easy to understand that without Torah, person has no justification or motivation for living in Hashem's promised land. King David says emphatically in Psalm 105, verses 44 and 45, that Hashem gave us the lands of the nations and that we inherited only so that we would keep his statutes and observe his laws. King David, the anointed king of Israel and the great-grandfather of Mashiach, he's revealing to us that Hashem gave us the land of Israel for the sole purpose of living by his Torah and observing his commandments. And a person can easily understand how any peace treaty won't work if it ignores our obligations to Hashem and to his Torah here on the holy soil of the land of Israel. So simply speaking, one who doesn't believe in Psalm 105 certainly doesn't believe in a right to live and build and flourish in every square centimeter of the land that the Torah defines as Eretz Yisrael, the Holy Land of Israel. Psalm 105 is our deed to the Promised Land, not the Balfour Declaration or the UN Proclamation or the Trump Peace Plan. The Torah defines the borders of Israel, not Mr. Trump or any politician in Israel. So I'm sorry to disillusion anybody, but politics and Emunah don't mix. Politics is an attempt to grab power, while Emunah is an attempt to cling to Hashem. Well, the power grabbers should know that Hashem despises the doctrine of my power and the strength of my right hand that the Torah mentions in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17. Hashem says to such people, okay, guys, you think you could succeed on your own without me? You think you can win wars with your army or be a high-tech startup superpower and make deals the century without me? You think you're so great? Okay, go ahead. Give it a try on your own. Uh-oh, that's when the big trouble starts. Instead of Hashem fighting for us, he turns his back on us, heaven forbid, to show us just how pitifully miserable we are on our own without his help. Look at the sad state of Israeli politics with no government and total stagnation of public services for almost a year now. It's because the politicians think that they can do things without Hashem and against Hashem, but they're sorely mistaken. Our lack of Emunah is what created the so-called Palestinian people. Look what the Torah says explicitly in the Hazinu prophecy, Deuteronomy 32, verse 21. They have roused me to jealousy with a non-deity. They have provoked me with their vanities, and I will rouse them to jealousy with a non-entity, a non-nation. I will provoke them with a vile nation. Wow. Hashem says that he'll provoke us with a non-nation. There could be no clearer prophecy in the entire Torah, because that's exactly what the so-called Palestinians are, a non-nation. Now, choosing material amenities and imitating the nations of the world and chasing the dollar non-deity, that's what's created the non-nation of the stray migrant workers in the Middle East that overnight became the so-called Palestinian people. Conversely, faith in Hashem and in our Torah and in our holy right to be in the Holy Land of Israel will be a zillion times better than the deal of the century. Forget it, because the deal of the century won't work, I promise you. What will work is a deal with Hashem. So let's come back to Him right now and strengthen our Emunah, and then we'll see every blessing in the world, nationally and individually. Amen. God bless.